This podcast helps you to understand the types of popular culture enjoyed by Elizabethans during this period and looks at the reasons behind the changes in popular culture. Ordinary Elizabethans enjoyed popular festivals and customs such as Christmas, where mumming plays would be performed. On Shrove Tuesday, the day before Lent, there was also a customary game of football. Parish ales, known as parish feasts, were a highlight of the local calendar, and they lasted for several days. People enjoyed plays performed by travelling players and were sometimes entertained by Morris dancers. Ale would be brewed for the occasion, and people often drank too much. Another festival for drunkenness was the May Day Festival, where maypoles were erected on village greens. Summer kings and queens were chosen to rule over the May games. Young people often stayed up all night. These are just a few of the festivals celebrated by ordinary Elizabethans. Elizabethan villagers also enjoyed sport such as bare-knuckle boxing and football. This was very different from today, as there were no goals and villagers fought for possession of the ball through the village and surrounding fields. There were fewer rules and many injuries. Sports involving animals were also common. Bear and bull baiting were common. On Shrove Tuesday, throwing at cocks was a popular sport. This involved tying a cockerel to a post and throwing stones and sticks at the bird to see who could kill it first. The most common form of popular culture was going to the pub. The alehouses were the centre of village life, and they were increasing after 1580. Whilst most went for beer and good company, some associated it with drunkenness and prostitution. In the 1970s, historians started to research the social pastimes of ordinary Elizabethans. They found that popular pastimes came to an end in Elizabeth's reign. This was not down to the Queen, the government, or even the Church. It was due to the Puritan ministers. These ministers began to gain control of some parishes during Elizabeth's reign. They persuaded justices of the peace, or JPs, and the church wardens to support their attack on popular culture. Although Puritans have often been seen as killjoys, more recent research has revealed that they had serious concerns. The main concerns the Puritans had were that, first, they wanted to protect the Sabbath, so frowned on dancing and drinking in the alehouse. Second, Puritans objected to some practices because they were associated with Catholic worship. Saints' days had existed in England before the Protestant Reformation. Third, other popular festivals were associated with pagan practices. For example, Christmas candles and midsummer festivals. Fourth, sometimes crowds became violent and disorderly, and this worried the Puritans. They sought to protect public order. And finally, Puritan ministers complained that dancing and drunkenness could lead to unwanted pregnancies.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.